This is India Noir, India's most critically acclaimed horror and crime storytelling podcast. You can now follow the podcast exclusively on Spotify. Fear FM, Season 3, Episode 12. After their fruitful trip to Narakaranya, Dhruman Baba and Ekta returned to their physical form, resting underneath the mango tree in Neeraj's backyard. Parul and Sujata had just finished their chat with the old man over a cup of tea when the two interdimensional travelers entered the room. They thanked the old man for his assistance and departed. Neeraj's father looked at their moving car longingly before slipping back into the loneliness of his home. He was also a victim of the cruelty perpetrated by the vile spirits on the poor family. Sujata was in the driver's seat while Baba sat next to her. Parul and family sat in the back. Dhruman Baba finally revealed the truths he had withheld from his clients. He told them about his act of transmigration to another realm, which landed him in trouble. He described how Ekta had arrived at the basement and with a single touch rescued him. Parul and Sujata expressed shock and confusion at the rudimentary explanation provided to them about Narakaranya. Baba purposefully kept the details basic, because he knew that their sanity wouldn't cope with the secrets of that wretched dimension. Baba detailed the ritual that had guided him and Ekta to Kishore Lal's location and the outcome of that quest. He elaborated on the nascent psychic powers within Ekta and what she was capable of.
"It is the reason you and Neha are still alive," Baba said.
Neha and Parul did not look surprised. After all, it was Ekta's intervention that saved the day when the monstrous entity cornered Neha in the cupboard and later tried to constrict the life out of her in Sujata's backyard.
"Didi is a superhero," Neha said.
"I am not surprised that she is displaying some of the spiritual gifts possessed by my father," Parul said.
She recounted her family history for Baba's benefit.
"I have heard of your family," Baba said with a smile.
"Baba, what are we dealing with here?"
Sujata, who was driving, asked in a fear-tinged voice.
"What is so powerful that it can even encroach into my own home?"
"Western paranormal experts call entities like this poltergeists, hereshes in our language."
"They have the capacity to physically manipulate objects and people in this reality. However, this monstrous duality has acquired a taste for human blood."
"It is a rakt hereshes,"
a rarity, a confluence of cruel acts and murderous outcomes has brought about the creation of this cursed creature. Even those who visit the house are marked by its taint and unwittingly open a pathway for it to journey to their own homes."
"How was it created?"
Sujata asked.
"I want you to cover Neha's ears," Baba said, turning around and facing Parul.
When Parul had done so, Baba explained the sequence of events gifted to him through the visions.
"Hey Bhagwan," Parul exclaimed.
Sujatha had to stop the car and compose herself.
"How can someone do this to their own siblings?"
Ikta said, glancing at Neha.
"We must perform a ritual tomorrow to remove the attachment the spirits have to the basement. I have a plan in mind," Baba said. "But tonight, we must rest and regain our strength. Sujatha and Parul, I want you to prep the puja room and lay on the floor, just outside of it. It is the only way to keep you and the children safe overnight. The ritual begins at daybreak tomorrow."
Neha and Ekta approached Dhruman Baba, who was resting on the couch from where he could still keep an eye on the puja room. Neha extended a drawing she had made on a piece of ruled paper. Dhruman Baba sat up and examined the illustration. The simplistic crayon drawing featured a bearded man attacking what looked like a two-headed demon.
"She believes this is how you will fight and defeat the evil spirits tomorrow," Ikta said with a smile as she stroked her sister's head.
"Is that right?"
Dhruman Baba said. Neha nodded vigorously.
"Your young mind has seen so much. How are you feeling, my child?" Dhruman Baba said.
"The last time they tried to hurt me, near the pool, I saw them. I saw their faces. I have been having nightmares," Neha said.
Dhruman Baba pulled Neha closer and embraced her tightly.
"I will not let anything harm you. Your sister and mother are here too, so don't you worry."
Neha pulled back from the embrace and smiled proudly at her sister. Baba browsed in his cloth sack and extracted a red thread that was laced in ash.
"This will help you sleep. It will keep fear at bay. It is from a famed Bhadragali temple that I made a pilgrimage to many years ago," Baba said, wrapping the thread around Neha's tiny wrists.
Neha looked pleased at this suggestion and ran to show it to her mother.
"Thank you, Baba," Ikta said.
"After this is over, you must consider what you want to do with your talents," Baba said.
"I don't know if I am worthy of the aspirations you have for me. I don't know if I have the strength," Ikta said.
"Everything I have heard and seen so far tells me that you do have the capability to rise above your station and fight righteous battles in this reality and in the netherworld," Dhruman Baba said.
"I hate the feeling of drowning under the weight of expectations. My father has left me with the responsibility of looking after my family. You and the Guardian want me to become a warrior of light," Ikta was saying when Baba cut in.
"You have the responsibility because you are capable of it," Baba said.
"But," Ikta offered before being silenced by Baba.
"Time and experience will strengthen your resolve. You will learn."
Baba waited for a few moments before speaking.
"I will teach you if you wish me to do so."
Ekta looked unsure.
"When in the last few weeks have you run away from danger? You have always run towards it. You have fought for the welfare of others. You have wielded light in truly dark times. Be what you were meant to be. Come into your power," Baba said.
Ekta turned and glanced at her family and then back at Baba. Seeing her hesitant look, Baba said,
"Whatever you decide for your future, you must help me tomorrow. I cannot do what needs to be done without you."
Ekta nodded.
"Come, let me walk you through my plan," Baba said. Parul and Sujatha rested on straw mats laid on the floor in front of the puja room. They were admiring Neha's new sacred thread. Lamps placed in front of a garlanded photo of Lord Shiva cast a warm glow on their faces, highlighting their jewelry. Their eyes reflected the wavering flames as they looked upon the image of Mahadeva with fear in their eyes. Only he could offer them solace. Engaging with Neha's antics distracted them temporarily. However, the threat posed by the unseen supernatural forces around them made them jittery. Sujatha held a framed photo of her husband and son as she negotiated the suspenseful night.
"I'm sure their memories give you comfort," Parul said.
Sujatha smiled. "I was loved by a wonderful man and a sweet little boy. The knowledge that I was the object of their affection calms me, grounds me," she said.
"I am jealous," Parul said. "My husband never loved me like that. But I have my children. They love me more than anyone else can."
"It's my turn to be jealous," Sujatha said sorrowfully. Parul playfully slapped Sujatha on the arm.
"My children consider you a savior. I consider you a savior. We will never forget what you have done for us. You are part of our family now."
Sujatha placed a hand on Parul's hand and said,
"I always think back to the morning my husband and son left for the market. When I woke up, I had this sickening feeling that something terrible was going to happen. When my son insisted on joining his father on the trip, I did not stop him. I did not air my anxieties."
Tears were flowing freely down Sujatha's cheeks.
"I didn't do anything. I didn't stop my little one. I didn't prevent the love of my life from driving off to his death," she said.
Parul moved closer to Sujatha and hugged her.
"Maybe this time I can make a difference,"
Sujatha said, breaking down.
"You have sheltered us when my family have cast me out. I will never forget it," Parul said.
"I am afraid, Parul,"
Sujatha said.
"I am fearful of what lives in that house. It has slain so many members of my family."
"I am afraid too," Parul said. "You don't need to be at the ritual tomorrow."
"I want to be there for you,"
Sujatha said in a wavering tone that betrayed the truth. She was trying to sound brave, but inside, she was a frightened doe, barely able to stand on its feet. Parul could see the fear in Sujatha's eyes as she considered the idea of being at the house when Baba performed the ritual to drive out the spirits. Five emaciated hounds, possessed by an infernal hunger for flesh, watched Sujatha's home from the shadowed alcoves of the night. Their pus-ridden eyes and their infected ears took in the sights and sounds, while their thin black lips, framing slavering mouths, twitched in anticipation. Tomorrow, they feast.
Thanks for listening to Indian Noir. Click the follow button on your Spotify app or Spotify desktop software. You can also take a sneak peek at how the show is produced and my life and my interests via my social media channels. I am at Indian Noir on Instagram and Twitter.